is Thomas is blue. Yes.
Aiden Robles is at home playing with his favorite toy, Thomas the Train. At 3 years old, he is only just now learning to talk and to control his anger. Just 2 months ago, this was almost impossible for him. His parents, Gavin and Tatiana, say he threw tantrums because he could not express himself. But 2 months ago, Aiden began seeing therapist Ali Guzzo from Consultants for Children.
When we first started, Aiden wouldn't ask for a toy or say that he wanted something or even label or mand anything.
Guzzo is teaching him to ask for things and to answer.
Can I have Thomas? Can I have this? Can I have Thomas? You could say no. Say no.
The new law requires insurers to cover up to $34,000 of treatment a year for children up to the age of 8 and $12,000 for older kids. In just 2 months, Aiden's mom and dad have gone from being exhausted to hopeful.
Now he's up to the point where he can say, Daddy, I need water, please.
Do you want the green train or the yellow train?
Yellow one.
I
need yellow one.
Good job.
Thank you.
Insurance now covers 36 hours of therapy per month. Without it, Aiden would get only 2 hours a month from the public school.
The hours that are being funded for these type of children are just not enough. That's a big problem.
There was a heated fight to get the law passed in the Colorado legislature last year. The Autism Society found families from nearly every legislator's district to contact the lawmakers personally and tell their compelling stories. The insurance companies opposed the bill, saying it would drive up health insurance premiums for everyone. Here's Susan Pisano from the industry group America's Health Insurance Plans.
Our community has opposed the idea of state-mandated benefits in general. The reason is that the cumulative impact of all of the mandates has been to raise costs and make it harder for employers to afford coverage.
State Senator Sean Mitchell, who led the opposition, would not talk to Colorado Public News about the issue 1 year on. But State Senate President Brandon Schaefer is proud that he was a sponsor.
For all the headaches, for all of the gridlock, for all the difficult discussions that we have down here, there are victories that matter, and this is one of them for me.
Advocates say that without this early therapy, seriously autistic children could end up institutionalized. With it, there is hope they can go to school and hold a job. Back in the Robles living room, Aiden is comfortable now, even with visitors. He is rolling Thomas the Train along a wooden track. His mom and dad watch, anxiously waiting for a crying fit that doesn't come.
He used to get self-stimulated throwing things down the stairs.
And he never used imagination, and now you see Aiden and he's playing with toys and talking with them. And
he's using a lot of imaginative play.
The State Division of Insurance says it is too early to say if insurance premiums are rising due to autism coverage, but 9,000 children are eligible to use it, so the total cost could reach $200 million a year. I'm Carol McKinley for Colorado Public News.